people, this is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we gotta rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody start clapping and shouting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with your two favorite humans, Mimi and Belle. Say hello to the people.
Hello, 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 beautiful people of the internet. I pray you all are doing well out there.
Yeah, we pray you got it. We pray you good. We pray that Jesus is on the inside of you,
that he dwells there,
that he lives there, that he'll never leave.
And that he shows up and shows out on a regular basis.
Come on, show up and show out. We got a good episode for you today. And in light of our episode, I actually want to pose it's a comment. So the comment is this. What you know to do, you can do if you want to do.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna say it one more time.
Yes, thank you.
What you know to do, you can do if you want to do it. Think about that. Think about that as we go into today's episode, y'all. Okay, y'all, so let's get into it. Y'all heard what I just said. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back, okay?
Yes, say it one more time.
What you know to do, you can do if you want to do, okay? That's going to be important to today's episode because today's title is this. What do you mean to saved?
And that's how you're supposed to say it when you read the title. What do you mean?
You got to say it like that.
To saved. What you talking about?
Huh? I don't get it. It's not math. The math's not math. What you mean?
There.
So we're talking about the comments that us as saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled people get when we decide to abstain from things, not do things that other people are doing. So it kind of ties into last week's episode in a way. But today we're going to go into why we do what we do, why we abstain from the things, why we decide that we're going to do God's will, his perfect will and not his permissive will.
That's good.
A friend of mine explained to me what perfect and permissive is, and his perfect will is that means you're right on track, you know what you gotta do. But his permissive will is, you know, you continually ask the Lord for something, and he get tired of you asking him. So he be like, you know what? I'm just going to let it happen. Just do what you do. Because you refuse to heed the voice of the Lord. Yeah. So that's what that is. So
that's good to me. And we also are going to talk about why people say you're too saved.
Or you're holier than thou. That's a good one, too.
Yes, that's a good one. There's two things behind that, as a matter of fact. Because some people look at others and be like, oh, you're holier than thou, because that's the attitude that somebody carries about themselves, versus somebody that is saying, oh, you're holier than thou simply because you're doing the right thing.
And you're doing something that they're not doing.
Exactly.
They'll be quick to be like, well, you don't do this, and I do it. So you're just too saved.
You too saved. No. You think you holier than thou?
No, I'm following the precepts of the word. So let's give y'all some scripture.
Yes.
So we want to back this up with scripture. We're going to start off scripture this time, y'all. So, all right. So 1 Peter 1:16. I'm reading from the King James Version. Okay. That is definitely James.
I was just about to say you are in the book of James.
I'm glad I wrote it down on this paper. So 1 Peter 1:16 says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Be holy, for I am holy. Let's go back. Hold on. Give the people a second. Give the people a minute to get there, because I want y'all to turn in your Bibles with me. I don't want to be turning by myself. So I hope y'all sitting there. And you turning to 1 Peter 1:16 with me. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. As we go into the scriptures today.
I'm like, while she said give the people some time, I'm like, wait a minute, because I'm not there either.
So 1 Peter 1:16 says, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Be ye holy.
Be ye.
For I am holy. A friend pointed this out to me a while back. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Backwards is holy am I. So holy you be.
Ooh. That's good.
Be ye holy, for I am holy. Backwards is holy am I. So holy ye be. Shout out to Victor Bruce, who will be here in a couple of episodes.
Yes.
So you can hear the nuggets that he gives himself. But I got that from him.
That's
wasted. It is. It really is. Like, no matter what way you put it, you gotta be holy.
Yeah.
So you think, well, she's too safe. No, I'm doing what the Bible told me to do. My Bible says, be holy, for I am holy.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say do what you want to do and hope the Lord accept it. It said, ooh, be holy, for I am holy. It didn't say, well, I'm doing this because I think it's going to please the Lord. And you didn't seek the Lord for what would please him.
Well,
it says, be ye holy, for I am holy. How do you know how to be holy? What tells you how to be holy? The Holy Spirit and this big old Bible, these basic instructions before leaving earth will tell you how to be holy. Right? So that's number one. I'm not too saved. I'm being holy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing what my Bible tells me to do.
And when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, when you are seeking after God, when you are reading your Bible, fasting, you can't help but be holy.
Yeah.
Because when the Holy Ghost dwells within you, there's scripture, and I will have it to back it up, that says that the Holy Ghost cannot dwell in an unclean temple. So if the Holy Ghost is dwelling within you, you can't help but to be holy. Because if you stray from that, then the Holy Ghost can leave. All he can do is leave. Because you have to be holy. That's a good description of be ye holy, for I am holy. Because if you have the Holy Ghost, you can't help but to be holy. You have to remain clean. You have to do things in the will of God. You have to seek after God. You have to read your Bible. Stay in your word. You have to seek after him daily, not just on Sundays. Daily. Walk within it. And so when people look at you and they say, you're too saved, just know that that's you. Look, you're doing your job. You're doing your job right.
Yeah. And I was listening to a podcast earlier, the Prescription for Purpose podcast with Dr. Charlotte Walker. And she was saying, she asked, posed some questions. She was basically saying, you know, if you had a boyfriend who, you know, he would only hang out with you when you were with your friends, and he would serenade you and song and cry with you and love on you and everything, but then the next day, you couldn't hear from him. You can't seem to get a text message from him. You can't seem to get a call. And vice versa with a man and a woman is doing this to you, would you accept it? And a lot of the answers were no. So why are we doing that to the Lord?
Well,
we go to church on Sunday and we cry, we spit, we yelling and rat-tat-tying, as she likes to say. And then on Monday, the Lord don't hear from you. He not getting a call ID that says, hey, this is Tamisha, coming to talk to me. Like, he ain't got no, because I think the Lord got called ID. But you,
it say Jesus is on the main line.
He on the main. He gotta have caller ID, y'all. But you know you can't just do all that on Sunday and then on Monday he don't hear from you.
Right.
You don't pray to him. You don't read your Bible. So I just that was a side note, because you did kind of talk about the whole Sunday thing, going to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I had to put that side note in there. But come on, second scripture. We're still in 1 Peter, but we're in chapter 2, verse 9. But before I read that, I want to give you some definitions.
Ooh, definitions.
Ooh, okay. So the Hebrew word for holy is kodesh. I think I pronounced that.
I wanted friends. I saw how everybody else had friends and how everybody else was hanging out with each other and how they were hanging out, going to places and all of that stuff. And I wanted that. So I tried to do the things that they did. I tried talking the way that they talk, walking the way that they walk. But I was always different. And I told my mom, I remember telling my mom, I don't want to be different. I don't want to be different. I don't want to be chosen. But when you are God's chosen, you can't help but to be different. And when you start walking with God, when you start allowing God to walk with you, to talk to you, to do things in your life, the way your life shifts for the better, and people start to see that. People see the light. And then people become envious of what you have. Yeah. This is why they make comments like, oh, you too saved. Because you've finally become okay with being different. Because you've become very excited and happy about this new life, this new walk, this new talk that you have. Because you're embracing the fact that you are God's chosen. People see that, not even knowing that the devil is working up in them because they are envious, because they see the way that you are. They see the light that you have and they want that, but they don't know how to grasp it. Or there's situations within their lives where they feel like they can't have what you have. So they say comments like, you're too saved. They say comments like, oh, you think you're better than me. No. They say comments like, oh, you think you're better than me? You too saved.
Now,
I can't be around you.
With that one, though, they're like, well, you think you're better than me? No, baby. You think that I'm better than you.
I didn't say nothing.
Because I ain't say nothing. You think that I'm better than you. Mm-hmm. So you're choosing, instead of correcting what is wrong, you're choosing to come after me. Instead of correcting what is wrong, you decide, okay, well, this person is doing right. So I'm going to get mad at them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to disrespect them. And I'm going to talk down to them to make me feel better about not living holy,
mm-hmm.
not living sanctified, not living set apart.
Right. Or to make that person feel bad and try to belittle them down to your level. Down to their level is what I'm trying to say. They're trying to belittle you down to their level. And don't allow the negative talk to get to you. Don't allow these comments to get to you. Continue to go to God. Continue to seek, because that's showing you that, hey, okay, I'm living the life. I'm doing what I need to do. People are telling me these things because they see the way that I'm living. They see my light. They see that I've changed. That's another thing too, especially if you are around people that witness your change.
Oh yeah.
Woo. They saw how you were and they saw how you are now and they feel like they can't grasp that. Oh honey, of course they're going to say something to you. Of course.
They're going to be real, real mad.
Mad, ugly, mean,
dusty.
Crusty.
Dusty and crusty. Leave me alone. Go to the altar. Stay there till you get that Holy Ghost power. And leave me alone.
Oh, God.
But before we go on to the next part, which I want to, before we kind of just go into those who feel like they're belittled, the person who has been belittled,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to conform to America's standards or the world's standards of how they should be. Before we get there, I want you to read that beautiful scripture that you sent me, Psalms 139:13.
Yes, and this is in the KJV. It says, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. marvelous are my works, are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
That's it right there.
That's it. The thing is, when you get saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with burning fire, amen, you become fearfully and wonderfully made, because that's what God is. That's what the Holy Ghost is. That's what your life becomes. You start to walk in your promise, amen. You start to walk in the promises of God. You start to walk in His will. You start, your life changes for the better. Things that you used to do, you don't do anymore. You don't walk the same. You don't talk the same. So therefore, when you start to walk in your promise, God starts to bless you. God starts to give you the things that you know you need, that He knows you need. And when people start to see these things, and like I said before, they become envious of what you have, and they say ugly comments. And it's not because of, honestly, it's not because of you, because you're not doing anything. Something that I say to my friends all the time, I was minding my everlasting business. You was minding your everlasting business. You wasn't doing anything wrong. And people say these things to you because they are jealous of the light that you have, because they are jealous of the changes that came within your life, especially if they've seen how you were and how you are now. Yeah. Don't be surprised at people and the jealousy that comes with nice things, y'all.
Yeah.
The jealousy that comes with nice things, the jealousy that comes with being happy and showing it and walking in your peace, walking in your happiness. You know, you don't be surprised when people that you used to call friends turn their backs. And it hurts. It does, but even the more to seek and pray. Don't turn back. Don't turn back. And I want to say this too, because at first I was kind of like, should I say it? But I'm gonna say it. Other folk that are proclaiming to be saved, don't be envious of what another saved person has.
You don't know what they had to go through to get
that. You don't know what they had to go through to get that.
24/7 to get what they got.
You don't know if they had to deal with a disease. You don't know if they had to lose loved ones. Mm. You praying to God, Lord, I want their peace. No, honey. You don't want their peace because you don't know what they had to go through, the process that they had to go through to receive the peace that they have now. If you want peace, you pray and fast for your peace. If you want grace, you pray and fast and be in your Bible for your grace, for your salvation, not for anybody else's, not because you want what somebody else has. I don't know about anybody else, but I want my own stuff. I don't want what nobody else got.
I don't want nobody else's gifts.
I want my own.
We have a friend, I kid you not, one of his gifts, when he picks up on spirits, is the smell of the then, like, we are being a building and he'll start sniffing like, hey, what is wrong with you? You look stupid.
I don't want that gift.
You can have it. Intercessors who feel the weight of people so heavy. Like, there are certain intercessors that God has graced for intercessory, and they feel things like you've never felt before. I don't want that. You can have that. Woman of God, man of God, you can have that. I don't want that. Stop praying for other people's gifts and talents and the things that God has granted them. Mm-hmm. I want that type of house. I want her kind of. You don't know what she had to go through to get that house.
Show them. You don't know.
To drive that car, to have that platform. You don't know. Stop asking people.
Pray for what you want and allow God to answer your prayer. Allow God to have his, allow God to let his will be done in your life.
Yeah.
Stop trying to go stray away and do other stuff. Just stop. Allow God. Just allow God to do what he do for you. If you are seeking, if you are praying, please. But y'all, like, pray for your salvation. Allow God to do what he needs to do within your life. Allow God to make you fearfully and wonderfully made. Allow God to give you a light. Allow God to let you shine your light for other people. Let your light so shine
before men, so they'll see your good works, and they're not gonna praise you. They're gonna praise God. Why are we looking for people to praise us for gifts that God gave us?
And instead of being upset about other people's gifts because you don't have it, or what other people have, because you rejoice with them. Like, girl. Oh man, you gotta
scripture, rejoice with them that rejoice, and that's a scripture. It's in there. I'm gonna put it in the show notes. We're gonna find it. It's in there somewhere.
But rejoice with them. That's something that God has blessed them with. So why be mad about it? Rejoice with them.
I'm gonna find it.
She's on a mission, y'all. But rejoice with them. Be happy for them. Be happy with them. And when you do that, you just don't know if God is going to bless you because you are rejoicing.
Come on.
Because you are happy, genuinely now. Not because you're going over there like, maybe I'll get a blessing. if I'm rejoicing with him, maybe I'll get a blessing because I'm rejoicing too. No, genuinely. No.
That ain't genuine. That's not genuine.
That's not genuine.
It's not genuine. I found it though, y'all. It's Romans 12:15. We're gonna find it in this good old King James Bible. Because I want to read it to you. Verbatim.
For what?
Verbatim. That's what I said. You heard me.
I thought you said verbatim.
You heard me. Okay, so chapter 12, verses 15 of Romans. It says, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. So there you go. There it is.
There it is.
There it go. There it be. So we found the scripture, y'all.
Yes, we did.
We did. So say what you said again. You're talking about how the Lord said, come out from among them.
Yes.
Yeah, be separate and touch not the unclean thing. So just read it in its entirety so then we can.
So this is 2 Corinthians 6:17. It says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And then 18 says, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
There it is.
Yep.
So if you're that type of person who you've allowed someone to beat you down, or beat you out of the ark of safety,
mm-hmm.
with their words or with their actions, and instead of standing for what you know the word says, you decided to conform. We're not bashing you. We're saying, come out from among them. We know you with them, but come here. Come on over. It's fun over here. Come on over to the Lord's side. Come on back.
Mm-hmm.
You can be redeemed. You prodigal son, prodigal daughter, come on back. And let's build your faith up.
Right.
Let's build your faith up. Let's build on that foundation that you were given before you left.
Right.
So that next time somebody comes and says, you're too saved, you're holier than thou. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You too, I was gonna say too covered, that's not a word. That's not the word I'm looking for, but you're doing too much. It don't take all that. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It don't take all that. So when people come to you with that, you'll say it takes all of that and more.
And more.
To live this life. Because what people have to understand is I don't do a lot of stuff, but because I don't do a lot of stuff, I have a whole lot of peace.
Amen. That is good unto me. That is good. That is true. That is a fact.
Because I abstain from doing things, because I decide I'm not going to go to that party, or I'm not going to do that thing, or I'm not going to hang out with that person, or I'm going to use discernment and I'm not going to indulge in that relationship with someone who's attracted to me. I avoid a lot of the dangers and the pains of disobedience.
Right.
And because of that, I have more peace. There are people who are doing things that God did not ordain you to do. And you sitting up in that mess wondering why you ain't got no peace. Because you were being disobedient. He told you not to get with that person. He told you not to go there. He told you not to do that thing. He told you to be holy, for I am holy. Mm-hmm. But you're sitting there in that thing. Lord, why me, God? Why you got me doing it? No, it's because you were being disobedient. He said, come on out from among them. And instead of coming out, you stayed in. And now you're asking, why me?
Right.
You can't do that. I know that the world's standards may pull you in.
And the world knows how to make a lot of bad stuff look nice.
And fun. Our brother says this all the time. Sin is fun. You laughing, but he says, sin is fun. But I love my Father more.
The scripture says, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Don't touch it. Don't tap it.
Leave it alone.
What they say, don't let the devil drive.
Don't let him in the car.
Don't let him in the car.
Don't even let him.
Don't
in the
let
car.
Him in the back seat, because he gonna want to sit beside you.
Yeah, amen.
Don't let him sit beside you, because then he gonna drive you. Don't let him drive you, because then y'all gonna crash.
He gonna try to shift directions, change the GPS. No.
Because if you listen to him, broad is the gate towards destruction. You keep succumbing to what the enemy is putting in. Oh God, I feel that for myself. You continue to succumb to some of the things, and this is not just in sin. This is period. When the devil comes in and he speaks things to your mind, he tells you that you're worthless, or he tells you that something's wrong, or he puts negative thoughts in your mind. You continue to succumb to that. The road to destruction is that for you. But if you decide to resist the devil, the Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. Mm-hmm. You have a better chance of being all that God has called you to do, because you're being obedient and you're resisting. And don't think that because you resist him, now he's not going to come back. You have to continue to resist him.
Yes. That is why you fast. That is why you pray. So that you can become, so that you can be stronger. So that God can build that strength up within you, that resistance. So that when the enemy comes your way, you're able to recognize right then and there, oh, okay, I see what the devil tried to do. Because what the devil going to try to do is he's going to try to come to you with the same stuff, especially if you keep failing, if you're not growing and you're just staying the same, he's going to try to continue to come to you with the same stuff because it's worked before. So when the devil comes to you again and you've fasted, you've prayed, you're doing what you know to do, you're going to church, you're seeking God. When the devil comes to you with that same thing, don't think that the devil's going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm just going to go away. No, the devil's going to come harder. He's going to try to come with something new, something different. And you have to keep fasting, keep seeking after God, keep doing what you know to do. Keep allowing God to be a father unto you, to talk to you, to speak to you, so that when the devil comes in these different ways, he can't get to you. He can't get to you because you recognize the plans of the enemy, because you recognize how the devil is using people, because you're able to call it for what it is.
I feel this for somebody who gonna listen to this podcast later on in their life. Continue breaking the cycle.
Continue. Don't let what people say get to you. Don't let what people do affect what you do. Don't let, because the devil will try his best to get to you any way that he can, especially if you are God's chosen. So if it's people within your life that you love dearly, when things arise and come your way, they say something that don't sit right with you, they do something that don't sit right with you, and they know you, that can affect you. It can. It hurts. It does. But talk to God right then and there. Be like, Lord, I need you now more than that.
Shelter of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. I was going to keep going. Wait a minute. I was going to keep going. Let's stop. But yeah, let your light shine. Continue to let your light shine. Continue to be the different one. Be the peculiar one.
Be weird. Dwell in it. Well, yeah, I'm weird. What about it?
You think I'm weird. I'm not necessarily weird. You're the weird one because I'm following directions.
Well,
so definitely.
I'm weird to you, and what about it? I'm saved, and what about it?
Be yourself in Christ. Be yourself in this world, because we need a lot more people who are willing to be themselves and that are willing to be, as Ms. Lena liked to say, a model for Christ.
Amen. Because the people in the world, they're going to be themselves, so why can't we?
They're going to do what they want to.
They're going to do what they want to.
So why can't we be? Why can't we do what they say?
Why can't we live our life saved? They unashamed.
I hope you shaved. Really hope you shaved.
They're unashamed to live their life. So why are we ashamed to live our lives in front of them?
Mm-hmm. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're the power and what we feel with.
This is good to me, y'all.
Man, I don't know why, but while you were talking, I was sitting and I was like, there's this mother at our church. They, before she passed away, they used to get up, Mother Rice, sing us a song. She'd get up real slow, go, help me sing this song, y'all. Oh. Come and go with me to my Father. There's peace there, y'all. There's joy. There's love there. She got nothing but joy over there. To my Father, like she had no teeth. Instead of father's house. But come on over here on the Lord's side. And if you don't be lukewarm. If you teeter totter, get your butt on over here.
There's a gospel song that says 99 and a half.
Ooh, that's a good song. 99 and a half. One good. You gotta get to an old auntie, so she said, "Duh, this is LeBron." But yes, y'all. So as you can see, we're basically doing the podcast. We just want to encourage you, lift up your heads, and continue to live the life. Continue to contend for the faith.
Yes.
Do it with all of your might.
Seek him.
Seek him while he may be found. And be okay with yourself.
Yes.
Be okay with the person that God has made you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Even if you have to get up in the morning, if you're struggling right now, you got to get up in the morning and just read the scripture to yourself every day, do that.
If you have to get up in the morning and make a declaration, do
that. Declare over your neck. Cover yourself in the blood and declare over your neck.
Because Lord knows I be having to do that. I get up and I just don't feel like it. I said, mm-mm. I declare and decree today a great day right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over myself and everybody that's around me. Because the people around me got to act right too. So.
I'm sorry. I have to see her face right now. That's funny.
The people around me got to act right as well.
You better have the attitude and preach.
You know the preacher that be preaching with an attitude?
Sit down somewhere.
It is not crazy to plead the blood of Jesus over buildings either. If you know where you're finna go, I plead the blood of Jesus over my car.
Over the car, over the engine, over the tires, over the fuel, over the steering wheel.
And I say, we gonna make it there safely and we gonna make it back safely.
The air and cooling system.
It's the fact she's still naming everything she played. She bleed the blood.
But you know why I'm doing it, though.
Oh, man.
But, y'all, I pray that this episode has helped you, has blessed you. We were supposed to be talking about what you mean to save. We got into a whole bunch of stuff that was kind of tied back. Everything tied back. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Let the Lord lead you and guide you. Amen. So we pray.
We helped you. Amen.
What?
I hope. We hoped you. Yeah. Help and hope together.
Oh, hope I thought that was, you. I hope, we hope you. Like, I hope we gave you hope. That's what I thought you meant.
It's a double entendre. It means that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we hoped that we hoped you.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray for God's continued blessings in your life. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Let's continue to grow in the faith together. We see you next time.
Bye, beautiful people of the internet.